Midlands Region, Gloucestershire. We start 2026 with the news that we welcomed 5 new members, and after a retirement event at a large department in Cheltenham, the potential for more. At the event, nearly all the people we spoke to said they had heard of the CSPA, which is encouraging. It seems new and forthcoming retirees are being told about the CSPA in their retirement letters. The next meeting will be on the 19th of March for our AGM, when General Secretary Sally Tukaris will be the speaker. We need nominations for the committee and we do really need younger nominees. The present committee does a very good job, but some have been doing it for more than 20 years, so please consider if you could join the committee and keep the group flourishing. On the 21st of May, the meeting is a talk by the fire service on safety at home. Times have changed and we now have much more electronic equipment plugged in 24 hours a day and many have lithium batteries, which could catch fire. Hopefully the fire service will reassure us and advise on using them. On the 10th of September, we will be mandating our delegate on how to vote at the AGM. The speaker will be Nicola Potter, talking about vintage transport in Gloucestershire. The last meeting of the year, the 3rd of December, will be Ian Boscott on the Great Train Robbery of 1963, which has an almost alarming number of connections with Cheltenham and Gloucester. Meetings are at the Civil Service Sports Club, Tewkesbury Road, Cheltenham GL519SL at 10 a.m. for 10:30 a.m. Alistair Goldie telephone 0779-634-1104 email spurglows@gmail.com. Leicestershire and Rutland. We meet quarterly at the Royal British Legion Club, 4A Wigston Road, Odeby, Leicester LE25QA at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 p.m. start. Our meeting in January included guest speaker Jeff Harris, fellow of the National Association of Toastmasters, who gave an entertaining talk about eccentric British laws, folklore and customs. There are laws still extant that are more than 1,000 years old, he told us. For example, a requirement remains for a curfew in London, and that the curfew bell is rung in 2 locations at 9 p.m. every evening. Other laws include an act that makes it illegal to be drunk and in charge of a cow. Many ancient laws relate to national security, when ancient rivalries made Scotland and Wales among England's greatest foes. Thus, it became legal in York to shoot a Scotsman with a bow and arrow. Newsletter 46 will be published this spring. If you live in the group area but have not received our newsletters, please contact me so I can check your contact preferences are correctly recorded. New and long-established members are always welcome at meetings. We are a relaxed and friendly group and will be very pleased to see you. The next meeting is our AGM on Wednesday, the 15th of April, in which we will choose our committee for the coming year. If you'd like more information about our group and meetings, please get in touch using the contact details below. Secretary, Kevin Bilson, email kevinbilson@entleworld.com, telephone 07827 320 413.